Last presentation of the day. And it's a nice segue that our last panelists have provided because we're going to talk about civility in the profession now. And our presenters are Christopher Palazzola, who is the Director of Operations for the Texas Medical Board. And he's not just a Texas lawyer, he's also practiced in Kansas and Missouri in both private practice and government work. And interestingly, he has a master's in politics from Edinburgh University in Scotland. And then we have Mr. John Porter, who is a partner at the law firm of McDonald, McKay, Porter, and Weitz here in Austin. He has been a legislative aide for Texas Representative Sinfonia Thompson, and he was an investigator for the Texas Medical Board for several years. But he's now in private practice, as he has been since December of 2002, and his current practice focuses primarily on healthcare provider licensure defense. So we've got folks on opposite sides who are going to tell us how to be civil to each other.
Thank you all very much. I know we're the last one of the day. You've been sitting for an hour and a half, so if you want to stand up real quick, stand up, because we're going to talk about civility. Woo!
Yay.
No? All right, fine. So hopefully you have your briefcase with your material in it. There's a short little opinion piece about the plea for civility. And one of the things that I'm really putting a lot of focus in on that particular paper is the Texas Lawyer's Creed. Now, just real quick, who here has ever in their professional life read the professional Texas Lawyer's Creed? All right, fair number. All right, who has read it within the last year? Small handful of people. I would really urge everybody once a year, when you renew your license, you pick it up and you read it. It's real important to remember what our professional creed is, because what the Supreme Court said when they created this, it is a mandate for professionalism. A mandate. You should do it. A mandate. It's something that we are required to do as part of our professional creed as attorneys. Not only to uphold the law, but to be civil and professional to the judges, to the clients on both sides, and to each other. For us, for the professional mandate for each other, there are 19 separate requirements. 19. That's a lot. Now, we have a very stressful job. I think we can all agree upon that. We had a whole session on that yesterday. We have the adversarial system, which by its very nature creates conflict, which is for better or for worse, but that's our system, right? But we can be collegial within that conflict. Whether you want to use a football analogy that you play between the whistles and when the game's done, you shake each other's hand and you go home. If you want to just say what number 9 of the mandate says is that we can disagree without being disagreeable. And that should be our mantra. There is an expectation of civility. And we should, as people who work together on a fairly regular basis, and Chris and I have worked with each other since you started the medical board
12 years
ago.
Yeah.
And so what Chris and I are going to do, we're going to start showing a PowerPoint in a sec, and we've talked each to our colleagues, me on the defense side, Chris on the state side, and say, what are things that really upset you that the other side does? Or, from my perspective, what is the perception that occurs? Because they may think that everything is honky-dory, and I'm going, ah, and vice versa. And so we have to understand each other's perspective where things are coming at you. So we're going to go through a top 10 list. Top 10 list from the state side, top 10 list from the defense side. So I'm let Chris go first. And so, number one.
Sure. And just before we put that up, I'll just say that, as we go through the list, be introspective. Think first, because that's the more fun part of, has anybody done this to me? But maybe the more important part is, have I done any of these things? And none of us are perfect. We're all trying to adhere to the creed. Nobody wakes up and says, I'm going to do the wrong thing today. But we all that one attorney or that one case that just gets us and gets us emotional, and maybe you know you're right, you know your client is right, and you just get a little bit overzealous. And so